With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli officials are not saying if this is a deliberate move or possibly a logistical matter. Israeli Prime Minister's office confirming authorities received the remains of four more hostages. Said late Tuesday, the Red Cross handed the bodies over to Israeli soldiers inside Gaza. Transfer comes one day after the bodies of four other hostages had been returned. Now, earlier Tuesday, an Israeli military agency said it would take now just half the number of trucks allowed to bring humanitarian aid into Gaza over concerns that Hamas was returning the remains of hostages more slowly than they had originally agreed to. Head of the Federal Reserve hinting at more interest rate cuts.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy. And he said the outlook for employment and inflation does not appear to have changed much since the September meeting. Those comments suggest that the Fed could cut its key interest rate twice more this year.
Correspondent Greg Flugston. President Trump has posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Charlie Kirk.
So we hold his memory in our hearts forever. Every single day of this administration, we will continue to carry out the mission for which he lived. And he really did. He lived for this country. He lived for his wife and his family, but he lived for this country, too. In Charlie's honor, we will continue like we have been to fight, and to win. We're going to win so much.
Erica Kirk accepted the medal on behalf of her late husband. Temporary setback, a Florida judge blocking the transfer of a prime downtown piece of land for President Trump's future presidential library. That after an activist had alleged officials at a school had violated Florida's law. This is SRN News. A British church sparking outrage.
Canterbury Cathedral has allowed a gay poet to install graffiti inside the sanctuary that questions the authority of God and his goodness. The graffiti includes questions such as, why did you create hate when love is more powerful, and why all the suffering? Outrage over the display is surging all throughout the Christian world. Canterbury Cathedral was founded in 597 and is the seat of the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Anglican Church. Michael Harrington reporting.
A pastor of prominent underground church in China detained by police last week with a number of parishioners. They may face charges of, quote, illegal dissemination of religious content via the internet. Pastor was held at his home, Zion Church, among the largest house churches that are unregistered with the Chinese authorities. This is SRN News. France facing its own version of a budget crisis, as BBC correspondent Hugh Schofield reports.
As tabled by Prime Minister Le Cornu, the budget foresees some economies to try to reduce the deficit, though not by as much as his predecessor, François Bayrou, had planned. There'll be some cuts in state spending and probably some kind of tax on the very wealthy. But a key question will be what's to become of pension reform. The socialists expect a clear commitment to suspend President Macron's reform, raising the retirement age to 64, as their price for not bringing the government down.
This move aims to prevent his fragile minority government from collapsing. Le Cornu says the law will be paused until after the 2027 presidential election. The Socialist Party has demanded the law be repealed immediately. More details at srnnews.com.